Hey there, overthinkers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox, where we're all about quieting that mental chatter and creating space for peace. Today, we're diving into something really powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another cheesy self-help spiel, bear with me. Forgiveness isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's a radical act of self-love that can seriously transform your life. Ever notice how holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks? It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and steals your energy. You know that feeling when anger or resentment bubbles up, making your chest tighten and your stomach churn? Yet, not exactly conducive to a peaceful mind, right? So how do we ditch those mental burdens and learn to forgive both others and ourselves? Let's break it down. First things first. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's not saying what someone did was okay or that you had to forget about it. Forgiveness is a conscious choice to release the negative emotions associated with a hurt, the anger, resentment, bitterness, so they no longer control your thoughts and actions. Think of it like this. Imagine a wound on your arm. You can keep picking at it, obsessing over the pain and preventing it from healing. Or you can gently tend to it, clean it, and allow it to mend. Forgiveness is that act of gentle tending, acknowledging the hurt, releasing the negative emotions, and choosing to move forward with a lighter heart. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Forgiveness can feel incredibly difficult, especially when dealing with deeply painful situations. It takes courage, self-compassion, and sometimes even professional guidance. But remember, holding onto grudges only hurts you in the long run. Here's the real game changer. Practicing forgiveness actually benefits your well-being. Studies show that people who forgive tend to experience lower levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. They also have stronger immune systems, better relationships, and a greater sense of overall happiness. Think about it like this: holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's you who suffers in the end. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning the actions. It means choosing to release the grip those events have on your present and future. Okay, let me bring it back down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine this. Your best friend, without warning, ditches you at the last minute for a party. You feel hurt, betrayed, and angry. You start replaying every interaction in your mind, looking for clues about why they did it. You could spend days, weeks, even months stewing in that anger, letting it poison your thoughts and interactions with others. Or you could choose to practice forgiveness. Acknowledge the hurt, allow yourself to feel those emotions, but then make a conscious decision to let them go. Think about what lessons this situation might offer you, not just about your friend's actions, but also about your own boundaries and needs. Maybe it reminds you that true friends are reliable and supportive, or perhaps it highlights the importance of communicating your expectations clearly. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and maturity. It takes courage to let go of pain and anger, but the rewards are immense: a lighter heart, greater peace of mind, and the freedom to truly move on. So, what do you say? Ready to ditch those grudges and start living with a more open and forgiving heart? It all starts with a single step: choosing forgiveness in this moment, right now. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Head over to our social media channels and let me know how practicing forgiveness is changing your life. I can't wait to hear from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.